The Udine Agreement and Treaty of Osimo enabled people to resume contacts which had been lost with the border established in 1947. A great deal of cross-border cooperation arose between the border municipalities, cultural and sports organizations, and the economic sector. The Udine Agreement was adopted in 1955 and represented a big step in the arrangement of border traffic between Italy and Yugoslavia. On its basis, a total of 58 border crossing points were established on the national border. Both countries introduced a special permit called a border pass, giving authorization to the people living near the border to cross it. However, it was limited to 4 times per month at first, and later, people with a pass could cross it every day. Examples of the Slovenian and Italian border passes are exhibited in the display case. In addition to the border passes, the agreement foresaw numerous benefits for workers, officials, those who owned land in the two countries, doctors, and for the import and export of medical products. Over the years, the Udine Agreement was updated and brought more and more benefits, which made Primorska one of the main points for the flow of goods and Western culture. At the time of the strict border controls between the West and East, a smooth regime of crossing the Yugoslav Western border was rare. The process of gradual relaxation of the border crossing restrictions reached such a point that the border became one of the most open in Europe only after 1955. Not only could the local inhabitants move freely, but they could also transfer a high quantity of goods, and, at the same time, smuggling was in full swing. However, the border question was still not solved, so intense negotiations took place between the two countries, leading to the Treaty of Osimo in 1975. The latter finally solved the question of the border between Italy and Yugoslavia. The border could also be crossed by the other inhabitants of Slovenia at the national border crossing points. A long process of normalization of this area started to take place and ended when Slovenia joined the European Union in 2004.